Sports Illustrated is the next in a long line of companies that are learning the hard way. When you screw around, you find out. Sports Illustrated is laying off their entire staff after they failed to make their quarterly payment. Lots of excuses are being tossed around for the reasons that they have, except for the elephant in the room. They went broke and now they're going broke. Turns out men don't want to buy a magazine that has a transgender woman, so a biological male as a woman on the cover. Who could have predicted this? And now it's the employees and the customers who are paying the price and suffering the consequences. Do you think it was a mistake for Sports Illustrated to embrace equity and inclusion instead of creating products their customers actually wanted to purchase? Make your voice heard by leaving a comment below. Join in a conservative conversation and leave a like for the sake of engagement. You can reach the show by email. The address is cashlaurenshow@gmail.com. Follow us across all social media at The Cash Lauren Show. All that and more today on The Cash Lauren Show. Sports Illustrated is in a lot of financial trouble after they're unable to make their quarterly payment. The magazine may be heading into bankruptcy. Lots and lots of excuses for reasons why, ignoring the elephant in the room, that the magazine went broke. The magazine was caught using AI to write articles, for example, that led to resignations and pretended the AI was real people. That still, AI is used in business all over the place. That doesn't really add up, not to what the reasons that they are ignoring. It has been a slow death for Sports Illustrated. The magazine used to publish weekly and then started publishing bi-weekly in 2018 and then monthly in 2020. We are seeing slow deaths for a lot of these companies been around for a long time as they, one, fail to adjust to the current market trends, but also on a bigger issue, they are bringing in ESG and DEI into their companies and it is bankrupting them. When a company is this big, and Sports Illustrated is a big company, but you go even bigger like Walt Disney or Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, that these companies take a long time to fall down because they have a lot of money. But now they're losing profits. Walt Disney, for example, is worth half of what it was a year ago. And now that Sports Illustrated cannot even make the bare minimum payments just to stay afloat. And this is because of equity. This is because of leftist ideology. They went woke and now they are going broke. They decided by going woke and bringing equity and inclusion into the company is they decided to post not what they thought the customers would want, but what they thought that was both fair and equitable. What they did, for example, is they posted a transgender woman. So this is a man, a biological male, who then transitioned to a woman, thus transgender woman, right? So biological male, now pretending to be a woman, on the cover of their magazine. And what men want to see that, right? If they want to see a Sports Illustrated, they want to see a beautiful woman in bikinis. That's what sells the magazine. And they went further than that. They decided with this equity and inclusion that they have to include more types of people. And so they started including plus size models, thus overweight and fat women on the pictures instead of skinny, bikini, beautiful women. And who could have saw this coming? Who could have saw that people, their customers, were not going to want this? I mean, it's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. How could anyone have predicted that this would lead to the magazine collapsing? Just like other companies who use this DEI and ESG garbage to push this leftist ideology on customers when they don't want it, they then reject it, and these companies start to go under, and they deserve it. It is their own fault. And I feel bad for the employees, because a lot of them are just employees, right? They're trying to go to work and earn a living and pay for their families. It's not a lot their fault. The problem happens at the top, and then the corruption goes from the top downhill. It always starts from the top with these leftist ideologues that then bankrupt these companies and blame everything else. It's going to be your fault for not wanting to look at a transgender woman and not buying that magazine, right? Because you're not practicing equity and inclusion that they want you to practice. So therefore, you are a homophobe and a transphobe and a bigot and all these other names that they want to slander you with because of their bad decision-making to decide that we're going to put something on the cover that people don't want and then blame you for not buying it. I'd like to know your thoughts down on the bottom. What do you think about these DEI and ESG programs being instituted in our corporations all throughout the United States? Are they hurting these companies, and is it something that you want? Do you want your companies to be more of social justice warriors and DEI propagandists rather than just providing the products that you want and staying neutral like companies used to do? Let me know in the comments below on what your thoughts are and what do you think companies should do moving forward. The email is thecashlaurenshow@gmail.com. And you can follow the show across social media at The Cash Lauren Show. I want to thank you all for listening. Join in a conservative conversation, and God bless the USA.